But we stayed there, cleaned our gun. Then the other ones came behind us. They went over the top of us. And it just kept rolling. So many.
Can I just let me backtrack a bit? The night, like, you've done all this training. Before you went into battle, did you feel more confident because you've done this training? Not any different?
I can't say that. It's just a job that you had to do. It was just like going to any job. You just go and do it, and that was it. Never even, I didn't have a thought, tell the truth. Maybe I had no sense. I don't know. No.
So, you went over the top. How far was your first objective from the parapet?
Well, now, that's, I know this much. We wasn't 15 yards from the Germans' dugout, from where we jumped off the edge of the crater, and we didn't go 15 feet or 15 yards till we met the Germans. And, well, we just kept on going through them, and I myself didn't know our objective. The only man that knew the objective was the man who's carrying the gun, if he got through. And if he didn't get through, some of the other ones, which I don't know, I was about third in line, or sometimes second in line, it just depends, to if anything happened to the guy with the gun, with the Lewis, you have to grab that off of him, and then keep going. And you just had to watch from either side, see which way to go, and keep going until you hit the... Oh, I couldn't tell you how far it was. I haven't the faintest idea.
Would be more than, say, 500 yards.
Oh, yes, I would say it would be 600 yards, or maybe more, maybe 800 yards. I can't say. I have no idea. But otherwise, you just kept going, as long as you could keep going.
When, like, the before the attack, the Allies, our artillery, had, you know, laid a fire down on the German positions.
Oh, yes, it was just 25 after 4, they opened up, and you'd think the whole sky, all pretty colors. It's just like, used to have them here, you know, where they have the fireworks. Well, it was just like that, and it's just like a hailstorm. There's kind of different. It's really a pretty sight to see all the fireworks, the colors and everything. And she opened up exactly 25 minutes after 4.
Out of the morning.
And that'll be over the top of the away we went.
And it's, they used a technique called rolling barrage. You would advance under the artillery fire. It would lift as
yes,
you went along, so
that's
there was
right.
Always in front of you.
That's right. And sometimes the artillery didn't lift soon enough, and it got a lot of our own boys. You know, they were dragging instead of keeping going ahead. Why our boys was going faster than the shells were going. You know, they didn't bring up their guns and make the range further over, because they'd keep, and then they'd bring up the guns and go again, and then go again. That's the small batteries behind us. Yeah, but I didn't get into any of that kind of trouble. I was possibly lucky, but I know lots of the some of the battalions did, some of the different ones, did they went faster than the shells were flying. And they, some of our own shells were killing our own boys. Because they weren't lifted far enough.
What was it like advancing under that? Vimy Ridge was, there was no trees or anything left on it. It was just,
all it was is, it was shell holes we used up and down, and sometimes the shell holes were full of water, and you'd get in there, there'd be 4 feet of water, and have to climb through that, or anyway, get around the edge, whichever way you could.
So while advancing, you'd try and stay as down low to the ground as possible, and just move from shell hole to shell hole.
Yeah, yes.
Because the... You could see the German positions clearly.
Well, no, you couldn't see nothing.
Oh.
All you had to do was work by whatever was ahead of you to keep on going, or you couldn't see nothing because there was nothing to see. The Germans, when the shells they got battered there, well, there was a lot of them, possibly went down the dugouts, or maybe they hadn't got out, maybe there was just a few on guard. I can't remember, but I did see lots of them, Germans, that they were with their hands over the head and they were coming out past us. And I keep on going back, you see. But either that or some of them maybe was going like the devil. I said, going back into their own lines, reserves, and I don't know. But there was lots of them kept past me. But you couldn't see. I can't say that I could see. There was no flat ground. It was all just a bunch of humps and hollers.
Did you ever personally contact any Germans at the meeting?
No. No.
What circumstances surrounded your getting wounded?
Well, now I can't. You see, there's always I had nothing to do with that. And there's always stretcher bearers coming through with you, and they'd look after the wounded, take them out, or things like that, but I just had to, all I did is keep on going with the gun. He trusted that man that just had the Lewis gun strapped over his shoulder. You just had to follow his orders and keep on going with him.
He had the gun, how did you fire a Lewis gun?
Well, he just told it here to fire. It's just like a Lewis gun's about, well, it's just a rifle, but it has a cooling system on it, and there's just a round plate that's full of, I can't even remember how many shells it's in it, but anyways, they keep going. And as long as you have a good gunman in front of you so he can keep the other guy's heads down so they can't snipe at you. I'd say the rifle band is all back there, so they can't pick you off from where they are behind some of these here humps and hollers, as it were.
Anybody in here?
Now, Mr. Gerard, you were wounded at Vimy, and you were brought back to rehab.
Yes.
And then you were taken back to a hospital in Boulogne, which is the first thing that you distinctly remember. What was it like at Boulogne in a military hospital?
It was nice. The first thing I can remember is this here officer coming through, doctor, whatever he was, and he was in a whole ward of people, you know, or at least men. some of them did, some of them not. And so the doctor, he says to him, he says, this guy's alive, get him out of here. So they took me out, gave me a bath, plopped me in bed, and at least that's all I can remember, until, practically speaking, my eye was bad. I couldn't, one eye was busted, and I'm shot right through the shoulder here, and my hand went down to about that wide for months and months. And then I got a hold of the switch one night, and somebody said, turn the lights off or something, and I did, and I got movement in my hand. So I told the nurse the next morning. So then they put me under, put electric pads on, and I don't know what they did, but anyways, then I got use of my hand, which I had no use of it before. And then, of course, after I got able to, well, I wasn't even able to walk to try to, when I got off the boat over in London from Law, the guys had to come along to take you to the hospital or put you in the truck or whatever they did. I can't remember. But anyways, they says, come on, get up and walk, because I looked all right to them. I got up and I fell flat on my face. So they picked me up and put me in a wheelchair, and I went into the King George Hospital in London. I was there for a long time. The operator took my eye out. And I don't know how they sewed my arm back on, but they did.
So conditions were fairly good in the hospital?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's just one time that I can remember, I must have been out of sorts, and a nurse came along, and I can't remember what she said. But anyways, I fired the cup of coffee at her. At least, you know, she wanted me to drink a cup of coffee, but that's the only time. And that was just about a day or so before the king and queen came through the hospital. Then they took me out of that ward and put me on a special diet. And, well, I picked right up after that. But I couldn't walk. I was in a wheelchair and things like that. Well, you just can't. I had no sense anyways. I don't think anyways. But anyways, that's what happened. So they put me in, and I got a very good nurse. She was a Scottish nurse, or at least a Scottish sister, and a New Zealand nurse, and they used to, they put me on a special diet. I got a bottle of stout, chicken, all special stuff. It built me right up.